But let's put some bets down here. I mean, we don't have to like wager anything, but we should all at least draw our lines in the sand or put our opinions on record, maybe is more what I'm trying to say, about Tom Brady and retirement.
Okay. Oh.
So who thinks he's going to retire before the next season?
How old is he?
44. I think he's 44.
Are you guys the same age?
No, I'm...
You're 45, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be 46 in April. Yeah, thanks, Kelly, because
you're welcome.
I didn't know. I'm trying to do that.
I always remember when I get old, it's okay because Todd's older.
Oh, my God, that's funny. So, Tom Brady, will he retire before next season or will he play another season?
I think he's done.
That's what I say, too.
I think he's retiring.
I read a story that Giselle is very... See, I look at the different part of it. I could, like, the sports, okay, whatever. And I think he's awesome and amazing, right? But Giselle is very upset, and he actually even commented on it.
Yeah.
And said that she has taken care of the kids for 10 or 12 years now, moved her to Mass, now moved her to Florida, moved her all over. She wants me to be done. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to say he's finally going to listen to his wife, and he's done.
That's been for a while, I think.
Yeah. And can you imagine if
she's nervous about him getting hurt? And,
yeah.
You know.
And he does have another year on his contract with Tampa.
Right.
But I think because the fact that they won the Super Bowl last year in his first year in Tampa, he really doesn't have anything else to prove because he won a Super Bowl without Belichick. He proved that he can do it without Belichick. He proved that he was in his mind the most important.
He should have retired last year.
Cog in that.
Yeah, go out on a win.
He should have gone out there.
Well, you also need to defend your title, too. Like, imagine if he had won it this year, too, and he went with back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean,
that would have been insane.
Yeah, exactly. So he had to follow through, I think, on the back-to-back angle of the whole thing. But now that they didn't make it, Gronk looked really old in that playoff game last weekend. He did not look fast any longer.
Isn't he like 30?
Yeah, but he's a weather 30. He's not a Brady 30.
He's been hurt a lot. Yeah.
Brady's been drinking, Akai smoothies for 20 years, okay?
Right.
Gronk's been drinking 40s for 20 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So there's a big difference.
Yeah.
So you say retire this at some point before the next season.
Yes.
Because, well.
He already won a Super Bowl without Belichick.
Right.
And now that he didn't defend it, so he's done.
He proved his point.
Yeah, he proved his point.
So Todd says Brady retires before next season because he proved his point. Kelly says he retires next season or before next season.
Yeah, because of his wife.
Because
and
he's terrified of Giselle.
He's terrified of Giselle. Maybe he's also terrified about losing again, and then he goes out losing.
Right. That's the other thing, too. What if he has a really bad season or he gets injured? And I say he retires before next season because that's what my barber told me to say.
Oh. I love our sports talk.
We had a whole one-way conversation about this where I asked a couple of questions. He's really into sports. He listens to sports radio and stuff. And I was like, yeah. But it's funny because he also knew about the Giselle part. He gave me the whole picture. Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, he gave me the whole rundown. Yeah, Dylan, my barber. He gave me the whole rundown. He was like, here's the thing. The Buccaneers are never going to be as good as they've been the past 2 years.
Mm. Yeah.
They're not going to be as good next season. He just doesn't have the team. So the chances are even less than this season.
Yeah.
Right. And what if he gets hurt and all that? So then, and you know what? He really needs to be home with his wife. I was like, wow, Dylan, you're giving me a full circle here.
Yeah.
Full circle attack. Thank
I like
you
that.
For my analysis.
Yeah.
Okay. So quick cat dad joke.
Oh.
This is from Maddie. So Maddie says, I have a cat joke. I was like, okay. I'll pass this on to Todd. Of course, anything cat, we go to Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Cat dad.
Yeah.
So I thought we could do it. You know, there's dad jokes, and then there's cat dad jokes.
Yeah.
So we could do a new segment called cat dad jokes for Todd. Okay. What do you call a pile of kittens?
Oh, I can't.
It's not a quiz. It's just a joke.
I don't know.
A meountain. See, I think this could stick.
A mountain.